We constantly need to be making justifications for design decisions, and the best way to deliver what you want them to understand is critical to the success of the project or to getting buy-in for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
Welcome everyone to the 7 Minute Product Master Series, and today we have Sharon Wangari. Let's start with the first question. Give me a brief definition of product design.
I look at product design as what it responds to. What problem are we trying to solve? Who has this problem? And what do we want to achieve?
It's pretty short and very clear. I appreciate it. Next question. What's the biggest design mistake you've ever made, and what did you learn?
Diving into a problem without properly scoping. I think we tend to underestimate the amount of work it takes to get to the output. This can be very expensive. It's error prone. So I think for me, it was just take a step back each time. Look at the scope of work. This may take time, but you will be grateful in the end.
Yeah, for sure. It will definitely be expensive if you don't invest in the beginning. Yeah, thanks for that, Sharon. Next question. What's one piece of common wisdom, and common wisdom is in air quotes, that you disagree with and why?
Let the design speak for itself. As designers, you often have to talk about our work and justify our design decisions. So sometimes you cannot let the design speak for itself.
Yeah, that's true. The design speaks for itself. That's a total lie. You have to make sure that you get buy-in. So you need to present and tell a story so that, again, the design should be able to convince people based on your story. Thank you for that. Next question. What's the best product design or business advice you've ever received and why?
Invest in learning how to solve problems. This is advice I got a while back and continue to get the same advice to date. Ultimately, we are problem solvers, and being able to have a process or a method to solving problems allows you to eventually get to a place where you are able to craft your own processes in solving problems.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely need proper structures to support that. Thank you for that. Next question. What's working best in your design process right now?
What's working well for me right now is collaboration. Everywhere within the process that I have an opportunity to collaborate has always been so critical and valuable to the project.
Yeah, that's really deep. Definitely, collaboration is one of the most important aspects as designers, because we need to work with others so that we can be able to solve the right problem. Yeah, so thanks for that. Next question. What's the one thing every product designer should learn?
How to communicate. It just ties back to what I said earlier. We constantly need to be making justifications for design decisions. Learning how to speak to stakeholders and the best way to deliver what you want them to understand is critical to the success of the project or to getting buy-in for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
Indeed. Yeah, thanks for that. Communication is a key skill for every designer. Last question. What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I need to communicate a lot.
Do tell.
Today, I carve out about 40% of project time to think about and to focus on what I am attempting to communicate and how I want to communicate that.
That's interesting. You carve out time to think about how to communicate and what to communicate?
Absolutely. One of the things that has made me, you know, need to carve out that time is that traditionally, we had one way of communicating, which was probably through the designs or a deck and such. But over time and with different stakeholders, you realize that the kind of feedback or reaction that you would like to get from a stakeholder can sometimes only be made possible by communicating in very specific ways. So taking the time to understand who's my audience, how do I best deliver this? Taking into account their schedules and their time are things that have required me to cover quite a bit of time to be able to have the right assets for such conversations.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Oof, that's very deep.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.